Right now we're talking to Kevin Kling. He's up here at Gunflint Lodge, going to be doing a show tomorrow at 7 p.m. along with Simone Perrin, an accordionist. He'll be accompanying him in his stories. He's a legendary storyteller, author, and playwright from Minnesota. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Will. Thanks.
I was just saying that you picked a wonderful weekend to come up here. And tell us what the show is all about.
Well, it's going to be a mixture of storytelling and songs. Simone, and if you've never heard her, you got to hear her. She's just got the most amazing, beautiful voice and plays accordion and banjo, and she sings the songs. And then in between, I tell some stories, mostly about Minnesota, but kind of, you know, family, just kind of mostly humorous, but every once in a while touching a heartstring. And yeah, a lot of fun. And I think, like you say, it's the perfect way to spend a perfect day.
Yeah. And you've been doing this with Simone for a while. So how did this kind of start and did you get the project going?
Well, years ago, I was doing a show and I really wanted an accordion player in the show. And my manager at the time said she just heard this great accordion player playing at a restaurant. And so she introduced Simone and I, and that was back in 2006. And we have toured the country ever since. We've had shows, you know, premiere kind of all over the country. And we just did the National Storytelling Festival last year, and Simone just knocked their socks off. We had so much fun. And so, yeah, but mostly in Minnesota. I mean, this is home, and this is where we have our most fun. People get all the jokes here.
And where are you from again?
I'm north of Minneapolis, a little town called Osseo. Okay. But now I live in the cities. I live in Minneapolis now.
That's great. Yeah. Did the way that she plays, did that change kind of how you looked at your own stories?
It really does. That's actually, yeah, great question. I mean, it really did, because it kind of re-engages the ear. And we usually, she picks songs that then will go along with the stories. And so, but a lot of songs are songs that people already know, or just, you know, really beautiful, heartfelt songs. Or every once in a while, she'll just belt out a barn burner, you know. And but they do really go with the stories, and we really do think in those terms, like, it kind of re-engages the ear, as we say.
Yeah, I was thinking like accordion, you know, with the Scandinavian heritage. There's a lot of polka influence and people who like that.
Oh, she plays according to kind of every different kind of music you can think of, and recently has kind of gotten into the banjo. So it's really great. What, you know, you never know. Like, she'll sing Nancy Sinatra's "Boots Are Made for Walking" with an accordion, so you never know what she's going to do with it.
That sounds great.
It's really great.
So, if you're joining us right now, we're talking to Kevin Kling, a storyteller, who's going to be up at Gunflint Lodge at 7 p.m. tomorrow with Simone Perrin, and they're going to be doing a show together. And just kind of briefly, can you tell us how you started storytelling and how you got to your point today?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's got that person in their family that tells stories. In fact, I know a story goes well when a kid comes up afterwards and says, "You're almost as good as my grandpa," and I know I nailed it. But I was in a kitchen just telling stories. You know, kitchen at a party is always the best place. So I'm in a kitchen telling, just talking away, and there was a theater producer in there, and I didn't know it. And at the end of the night, she said, "Do you want to be in our next year's season?" And I said, "And do what?" And she goes, "Just what you did in the kitchen." And that was 1985, and I've been doing it ever since. It just took off. And, I've toured the world telling stories. And what's really fun is mostly about Minnesota. Like, I'll be in the outback of Australia, and it'll be 115 degrees, and I'll be talking about ice fishing. Or, you know, it's like, and they totally got it. They got all the jokes. I was like, "How do you guys get this?" And they said, "Well, you got to understand, our weather can kill us too, only from the other end of the thermometer." And so it's really great to just travel the world and, you know, tell stories about where I come from. But what's super fun, it's mostly fun when I get home and I get to tell stories and, you know, to the people that the stories are meant for.
Yeah. Do you prefer maybe like a smaller venue, like the Gunflint Lodge is kind of an isolated place, or a larger hall? Or is there a difference how you approach that?
There is a difference. And I don't know really which one I prefer. Some, you know, but you do have to play to a big crowd. You have to make it more of a concert when you perform. But in an intimate setting like this, you can really get personal and you can really get, you know, to some of the more poignant places. And, you know, when you're laughing, you're looking at everybody's eyes. And so it's really, it's a very different yeah, this will just definitely seem more, closer and more, like being in a living room.
Yeah, absolutely. Then it's like, you're talking to a family member, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. That's exactly, yeah. I'm the strange uncle. Yeah. Who told him about the party?
Well, I didn't want to say grandpa. I thought, even though you did earlier. So.
No, I'll take grandpa. I'll take whatever, whoever it is that tells the stories in the family, I'll definitely wear that crown and happily.
Well, what qualities do you think make a good story? Like, I know a lot of your stories are from your own experience. So how do you choose which ones to perform and share with others?
Well, you really do pick who's going to be in your audience. What time, what happened that day? What do the people need? A lot of times folks just need to laugh, And if it's been a day that it just feels like, man, we could just use an hour or so laughing, then that's what I'll do. If it's, if people will let you know during the storytelling too. I'll be talking away and I can tell people going, what else you got? What goes a little deeper? And in that case, then I'll tell, a bit of a deeper story, or sometimes I'll go into a myth or a folk tale. But audiences generally kind of let you know what they want. They give little clues as you go along.
Hmm. So you got to be reading that pretty much constantly as you're going along.
Yep. That's part of the fun of it. It becomes more like a conversation, and then the evening, that's when they really go great.
Yeah. Do you think, is there like a constant theme to what you're doing, either with just this pairing with Simone or kind of in general?
No, I think it's just mostly, I think a lot of it is just being a Minnesotan, being, sometimes our way of looking at things, our way of being, our way of family, our way of community. And that, to go back to your last question, you really do try to get a sense of what is the community and what do they hold, what do they hold hilarious? What do they hold sacred? What do they, and you really try to go into those areas.
So in your opinion, what is like the most Minnesotan quality?
Oh man. Well, we have a super dry, hilarious sense of humor. To me, Minnesotans are really hilarious. But I don't think they are to the untrained eye. I think, it's like I sometimes somebody just not saying something can be as funny. It's like we have a way of say of underplaying or using double negatives. I was even telling this group I'm working on a workshop here, and it's really going well. But I was telling, I heard a bus driver say one time he was talking about the route that he drove, and he says, "There ain't a day that goes by I don't say, shoot, I never seen that before." It's like just loaded with double negatives and loaded, but I totally knew what he meant.
It's a whole different lexicon, I guess.
It is, but I'm a non-Minnesotan, that sentence would just blow their mind.
We're talking to Kevin Kling right now. He's going to be performing tomorrow, 7 p.m. with Simone Perrin, an accordionist, a night of stories and music. And What would you say to someone who, like, maybe they're not sure if they want to come up and see that? What would you say that they should expect?
Oh, this is one of those experiences that, you go and then you're really happy and you think, oh, what was I thinking not going? When you get here, you'll know why. It's really going to be a great time. It'll definitely be. You hate to say I guarantee you'll laugh, but I guarantee you'll laugh.
I was going to ask earlier, why is storytelling like a powerful medium as opposed to something like theater or something else?
Well, again, I think it is because it is more of a conversation. You're in direct, I'm directly addressing the audience. In theater, you're kind of peeking in at it, and it's a world you're, and I love theater and I'm involved with theater, but the difference is you're on the outside looking in when you're in a theater. But when you're at a storytelling, it's like someone in your living room, somebody talking directly to you and somebody, and so the energy is really straight back and forth. And so it's a really different thing, really. But it can get powerful at times. And then when we're cracking up, we're all cracking up together.
Mm-hmm. And you've been up here quite a bit, I want to say, at North House as well. So do you have a connection to this area going back, or?
Well, yeah, I came up here my whole life, and whether there was the Boundary Waters or On the Gunflint or Grand Marais and North House, I've done the benefit the last year and coming back again this year, and just this is this is a purity of Minnesota that just, this is the dream of, I tell people around the country what it's like up here, and I think they think I'm lying, you know, that there is actually places like this that still exist, the quality of air, the quality of water, and people, and just, so to me, it's just, it's coming up to a place that really has my heart, and I think most Minnesotans think that way about this area.
Are people going to be hearing stories involving this region?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Well, going back to what you said earlier about Minnesotans, is there anything that's even more specific to North Shore, Northern Minnesotans that you've observed?
I think it is that quiet way, that quiet observation that, I think that's even more so up here, that it's what's in the unsaid up here that you look for. There's just a way of life and an honesty that happens up here. And it's pretty general in Minnesota, but up here it's even clearer. You know, people tend to say what they think. It's just, there's something very refreshing about getting up here. I don't know if it's the lakes that create that. I also, somebody that spends that much time sitting on ice, I mean, that gives you a perspective.
Yeah, for sure. So what else is on the horizon for you coming up maybe through 2018?
It kicks in. I'm going back to the National Storytelling Festival in Tennessee again. I got a tour. I'm premiering a show at the Children's Theater this summer. There's a lot on the horizon. I'm working again with them. I did a show with the Minnesota Orchestra last year. I'm going to do another one with them this year. I do a Christmas show at the Guthrie and a Valentine's show at the O'Shaughnessy every year. So all that's coming up. A lot on the plate, but a lot of really fun stuff.
Great.
I'm going to Utah next week to do a lot of keynote speaking and, I'm on the road a lot. Just be sure you come out here to Gunflint. I tell you, it will be really, really fun. You'll laugh and maybe a heartstring will get tugged or two.
Okay. That sounds like a really good time. Thanks for talking to us, Kevin.
And you got to hear Simone. She will blow your mind. You'll see.
We've been talking to Kevin Kling, and he's going to be up at Gunflint Lodge with Simone Perrin at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, Will.
All right. Have a good show.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya.